Okay. Welcome back. We're going to learn some things this hour that could help virtually all of you to one degree or another. It certainly has helped me. As I've mentioned many times, I don't have a zillion sponsors. What we have are products that I use, I know work, and that I believe in most cases, if not all, simply are the best of the best. There are no better in their category. Each has its own place. Each has its own mission to help all of us become healthier. And there are products that sort of appear almost overnight. And Carbon 60 was one of those. I didn't know about it until some months ago. And then I began using it. And it clearly has an impact. I'll tell you more about that as we go along. Allison C., remember, it took 6-7 years to build it up into a tremendously respected product around the world. I hope to do the very same thing with Carbon 60, Greska's Carbon 60, and Bob is with us. We'll get to him in just a second. But what I want to point out is during this hour, we're going to talk to Bob Greska, former NASA scientist, specialist in carbon. Remember the space shuttle, carbon tiles? That's Bob. He knows more about carbon than anybody ought to. And he got involved with Carbon 60. We'll hear that story a little bit, too. Then we're going to talk to two people, one of whom really understands the manufacturing process. Of all the Carbon 60 products out there, only one is produced without solvents. Now, if you're like me, I want nothing to do with solvents in my diet or in my supplement regimen at all. Solvents. So we'll find out about that as well. But let me welcome back to the program Bob Greska. This is his baby, and it's a big one. He's got the best of the best. Bob, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Jeff. Glad to be back on the show. Thank you very much. I'm doing great.
You bet. How long were you with NASA, Bob? Directly and indirectly?
I worked in the aerospace business for about 10 years total, and part of that time was we did work at the New Orleans facility, which was basically a NASA facility. But I did work at Lockheed Missile and Space in Sunnyvale, California, worked on the shuttle tiles, and I want to make a correction here. The tiles themselves were made out of silica. They did use carbon black in the surface to reflect the heat or absorb the heat or, you know, to expel the heat, let's put it that way. And they did use carbon on the leading edges.
Got it. That's the, you'll see the black, and that's what the carbon is. But that was your specialty. When did you become interested in carbon? When you were hired to do the job, or did you know, were you interested in carbon before that in your life? What's the background on this? How did you get involved?
Well, my dad had a cabinet making shop, and downstairs they had a fiberglass shop, and carbon fiber is the new fiber. So I said, you know, we can make structural parts out of the carbon fiber. So I studied, and I started before college, actually. And went to college to study about carbon and, you know, material scientists, but mainly carbon.
Sure. Corvettes, fiberglass. There's a whole lot. This reminds me of Henry Ford, who took hemp oil and created plastic from it and built an all-plastic automobile in the early 30s. And there are pictures of it online. What a brilliant man he was. That's just amazing. So, yeah, science is wonderful in the right hands. In the wrong hands, that's another story. All right, so how did you bumble into this whole C60 thing? And Bob Greska's website is c60.com. Couldn't be easier. C-60.com. How did you get started in this? Want to go through that a little bit.
The background is, you know, I've always been an inventor and working on new projects, and one of the projects we had was to, you know, come up with a new additive for automotive lubricant engine oil, and carbon's a good additive, and that's when I started making the carbon 60 at that point, and realizing at that point that I made it a totally different process. I went into a cold. and I made carbon 60 without the use of any solvent extraction process. We just basically made the carbon 60. It was pure and clean, and there's nothing in it but carbon and a tiny bit of oxygen, and all the carbon is carbon 60.
The molecule drawing on the banners at the top of Rents show the molecule. That's a unique molecule. Has to do with Buckminster Fuller. Give us a little background on that, would you?
Well, yeah, the carbon 60 molecule is named carbon 60. It has 60 carbon atoms that are in a spherical shape. It looks pretty much like a soccer ball. Mm-hmm. And it was named, actually, since it has a geodesic dome shape, it was named after Buckminster Fuller, who made the first geodesic dome.
Bucky, remember when they were making geodesic domes? They made a lot of them in the, I guess, in the 60s and 70s. People put them in their backyards and use them as trellises or just a kind of a beautiful little garden spot to sit in. They were making houses out of geodesic domes. They'd make triangular shapes out of, 2x4s and other materials, and they'd put them together. They'd piece them together. It's a remarkable shape. It's called a fullerene, I believe, for Buckminster Fuller, a fullerene molecule, correct?
Yeah, fullerene, buckyballs. They're called fullerenes.
It is a beautiful thing to look at. It's a very pretty sight. You don't say that about molecules very often, but it is a nice one.
It has this unique symmetry. It's spherical.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's simple. It's the lowest energy form too, is a sphere. So
if you cut it in half, Bob, and put it on the ground, you'd have a geodesic dome. Correct. That would be
correct.
The basic idea. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. I remember there's a restaurant when I was in college. It's called Sun and Earth. And they had a big geodesic dome made out of, 1-inch metal pipes, all painted different colors and put together in the panels. And it was neat. That was the beginning of Buckminster Fuller's fame with the geodesic dome. Okay, you made the carbon as an additive motor oil.
Engine oil. And it performed quite well. We got 7 to 20% improvement in gas mileage, but it was quite costly. We had some large oil companies evaluate it, and it was just pretty costly to make.
Uh-huh.
And so I did a lot of research on it and found out that, the carbon, since each carbon-carbon bond, and there's 60 carbon atoms on the sphere, they share two electrons to bond the carbon. So they have the ability to give up or donate an electron, and that's what makes it so unique.
Ah, interesting. When did you get the idea that it might make a good additive for our personal engines, as it were?
Well, I studied carbon 60 after I discovered the solvent-free process of making it. I read on the internet. I'm a research scientist, so I researched it for about 18 months, day and night. I read every article I could find, and there has been medical studies looking at using the carbon 60 molecule. They think they could get something inside of it and use it as a delivery mechanism, but I don't think that's going to work so good because I don't know how you'd get it apart. The carbon bond is pretty strong. And there were a lot of indications and studies done on it, and you read between the lines between one and the other and put things together and say, I said, gosh, this is going to be quite the healing molecule. By the ability to donate electrons and being so small. That brings
we
us
have a
to...
Lot. Go ahead. That brings us to what? Go ahead.
That brings us to an antioxidant. That's exactly what an antioxidant
does. That's where I was going.
Antioxidants have the ability to donate electrons, and they neutralize free radicals. And but the beauty and the big breakthrough scientific discovery here is and why these things work so good, better than the antioxidants you get in foods and red berries and wines and dark green leafy lettuce, is that these carbon 60 molecules are so much smaller. They're about 4,000 times smaller than the antioxidants you can get in these red wines and berries and grapes and so forth like that. So that's what makes them. They're so much smaller. There's so many more of them. They're more available. And everybody knows that, maybe everybody knows that the smaller the size you get, the more bioavailable they are to your body.
Exactly, yeah. They can go into places that the larger ones can't go. Cliff High, I believe, was quoted, or I saw him on a video saying that carbon 60, C60, has something like 2,700 times more antioxidant potential than vitamin C. Something like that. I'm close.
Yeah. Well, it's a big number because the smaller you get, the more potential,
sure.
the larger that number gets. And yeah. I mean, we have backup transmission electron microscope pictures on the science section of our website showing how small these things really are. And once you see that, you can see that their availability, that number may be, you know, it's hard to put a number on, you know, how they compare to vitamin C or anything else. But their smallness makes them very, very large.
They are, they're extraordinary. And I just go back to the molecule. Does this molecular shape have anything to do with the bioavailability? Is it a shape-oriented impact that we're getting? Is there something to be said for that?
Yes, there is. Shape is a very important factor. The fact that these are round and spherical, they do not damage any part of your body. Or, you know, there's, you know, you got soft tissues in there and sides of cells and everything like that. That's one thing that we have that's an advantage over these other, the traditional way or the past way that carbon 60 was produced, because they're produced with the solvent. And when they dry the solvent, all these little balls stick together. It's kind of like honey on BBs. Then you dry out the honey, and you got all these millions of these tiny BBs stuck together, and you break them apart, and they're crystals. And that's where the crystal structure comes from. When they produce it or extract it with solvents. But we don't use solvents. We don't do it that way. We make carbon 60 from the get-go.
It comes from sunflower oil, right?
Well, sunflower oil is a carrier for the carbon 60. Basically,
uh-huh.
You can put it into any oil. That's, you know, you can use olive oil.
But coming through
oil,
sunflower oil is to me, special. That's a good. That's a superb oil. To use that as a vector? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We use that as a carrier. It's a good, clean oil. It suspends the carbon 60 very well. It's highly, highly filtered, the one we use, so there's virtually no taste to it. So there's no particulates in it.
And it has
a very, very, very long shelf life. And that's one of the advantages that we like. And most importantly, it suspends the carbon 60 very well for a long, long time.
Okay. So we're doing Gresca's Carbon 60. We start with an eyedropper full a day in our nutrition drink, right in your mouth, under your tongue, whatever. We're getting a tremendous bioavailability of antioxidants. What is that going to give us right off the bat? What are we going to get?
Well, most people report, and that's like about 95%, report that they have more energy. So basically what it does is it takes the free radical, which is a molecule missing an electron. The carbon 60 donates an electron on it to it. It turns it back on, so now your body has more energy to heal itself. It also does another thing, which is really important. It detoxifies your body. Carbon is a known detoxifier. They use it for poisons for in your body, in your stomach, water filters. Burnt toast is always known to settle your stomach, but this is so small that it actually goes and attaches to the toxins. Toxins come into your body looking to steal them.
It chelates. Does it chelate the toxins out, or does it, with that extra electron, does it break them down, or both?
Well, it just neutralizes it because toxins, by definition, are missing an electron. So they're trying to steal an electron off a molecule in your body. So the carbon will go and give that an electron, so it's no longer a toxin. It neutralizes it, negates the charge, so it doesn't want to attach anything to your body, right. And then it just passes out through your GI tract.
So that's the oxidative process that we're talking about, the stealing of an electron. That degrades the body, all right? So what we want is to neutralize that, and nothing does it like Gresca's Carbon 60. And there may be hundreds of manufacturers out there trying to put Carbon 60 on the market. I don't know how many there are, too many to count. But there's only one, and we're going to talk more about this later, that is produced solvent-free. And I like the idea of sunflower oil as the vector, the carrier, a lot. It's something I put in my nutrition drink every morning. Call it a smoothie, whatever you want. I put a lot more in it than just a few things. And it's made a difference already. Now, I'll say another thing. We had two people on the program here, a month ago or so, talking about Carbon 60. And one of the gentlemen had, and I've got to remember this, psoriatic, as in psoriasis, arthritis. Psoriatic arthritis. And among the other things, it manifests by basically destroying the fingernails, causing swelling, all kinds of things. He had, and I'm not using the cure word, I'm using nutritional supplements for health words. He has had astounding responses. And I talked to this gentleman off air, and I have on a little bit of toenail fungus. It's extremely common in people now for some reason. He said, Jeff, put it on directly like I did with my psoriatic arthritis, directly. I did. I dropped it on. I let it sit. And because it is so small, it went right through the nail, right into the nail bed. It killed the fungus. Dead. My nail still doesn't look quite right, but it's no longer having to deal with nail fungus. It's fine. It's gone. It killed it. And I think it killed it on the first time through. I've done it 3 or 4 times since, just to be sure, but I have no more symptoms. The nail's growing. It's going to grow in fine now. So all of you who have looked at this problem and not known what to do, just on the basis of nail fungus, I urge you to give this a try. You have nothing to lose except your nail fungus. So I'm real happy about that. That's just a personal note. Go ahead.
I did the same thing. I have this black toenail. And, after I heard the same gentleman speak, it's just one toenail, and it was black underneath it. And
You weren't even using it for that until you heard him.
Interesting. I heard him, and I did the same thing to my toenail, and overnight, the black went away that was underneath my toenail. Yeah, the toenail that still looks a little weird shape-wise, but it's not black anymore. I mean, overnight, I did 2 applications, and I'm done with it. The thing is, now, I want to explain the smallness of this particle. Like, everybody knows that hydrogen is a very, very tiny atom, and nothing can contain hydrogen and hydrogen storage. It passes through everything. You know, metals, tanks. Well, carbon-60 is very much the same way in your body. It's very, very small, so it passes through. It's hard to imagine it going through your fingernail or your toenail or through your bones, through your ligaments, but it's that small that it works that way. Yeah. And almost overnight, I mean, for me it did.
Well, I that's the same thing happened to me. Next morning, the feeling of, how do I phrase this? The feeling of discomfort with the toenail, it didn't feel right. It felt right. It looked a little weird still, of course, but it began at the base of the nail. It was clear. It wasn't black or brown or whatever. It was discolored. And I was shocked, and I did it again, and I'm fine. I'm done. I'm done with it. Yeah. No more nail fungus. And it's a big business. Selling products that allegedly...
That alone is big, but all the many things that it does, because free radicals are the common denominator for most all health issues, And if you eliminate or neutralize or stabilize the free accident, the free radical that's associated with these health issues, you can just imagine what happens to those health issues. They go away.
We'll leave it at that. And what the body can do when it gets the right kind of support, and this is unusual support, this all-natural molecule does things that just haven't been able to be done before. People who take a lot of vitamin C, they know that they need antioxidants. Here you've got something that's on a factor of maybe 2,600 times more effective than the antioxidant potential in vitamin C. And we know what vitamin C can do for people, extraordinary things. But the list of health problems that you have run across, Bob, is how big now that are being helped with Greska's C60? How big is the list?
It's easy to say how small is the list that it hasn't helped with, because there's very few things that it has not. And I know that sounds pretty grandiose and a big statement, but those are the phone calls that I get on a daily basis. You can look at it like this, too, also. You know, the body is a flow of electrons. And in this bottle that we sell of carbon-60 is basically a bottle of electrons. So it provides those electrons where they're missing. It's basically a bottle of electrons. Yeah. Life is
absolutely
a flow of electrons.
Yeah. I like the idea that the list is huge, but the list of things it hasn't seemed to help is small. That's very encouraging.
Yeah. Very small.
And I would add this caveat, as I always do. You are what you eat, and you cannot continue to eat garbage, toxic, poisoned, factory-farmed foods. All right? Under any circumstance. You've got to approach your wellness. You want to live an extra 20 years? More? Greska's C60 is going to be a key player in this field, in my opinion. That's me as a journalist talking. So there you go. Now, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk to two people who have things to say, and we'll do that. Do you want to stay along, Bob, or you want to just say goodnight and go back and listen in the comfort of your own home?
Well, you got some other guests coming on. Let's just let them talk, and I'll just listen, and I'll go away.
Stay there in the background. Okay, good.
Okay, very good. I will.
Stand by. We'll be right back with much more. Hang on. Okay, and welcome back. All right, first up this half hour is Brigitta Veith. Brigitta has some remarkable things to tell us about Greska's Carbon 60 at c-60.com. She is a holistic alternative health practitioner. She's got some really interesting stories to tell, and I think it might have to do with her toenails as well. Brigitta, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. All right. So tell us about Carbon 60 and Brigitta Veith.
Okay. Let me give you a little bit of a background of information on me. I've been in the holistic alternative field for the last 13 years. However, I've been concentrating on cellular body scans.
Cellular body scans. This suggests CAT scan, something like that, MRI. What are you talking about?
It's as accurate as an MRI, CT scan, or even mammograms. But what it does, it scans on a cellular level energy. So similar to tomography. Have you heard of tomography?
Who made this machine? Where does this machine come from?
It was originally done by German scientists, and then the Russians took it over and put their spin on it. And actually, the Russians used it while they went into space. So when they had health issues, obviously when you're in space, you can't get a doctor. So they would
they'd do this cell scanning and then come up with a protocol to try and improve their health?
Correct. So this is a system that is 98% accurate. I've truly believe in this system, and I have checked many vitamins, supplements, or medications to see if it pulls energy from the body or actually gives them energy. So I heard about C60, and I have tried another product, which is through olive oil. And after about 3 weeks taking it, I couldn't stomach the taste anymore. The olive oil was too strong for me. And then I started doing some research.
Hold on. I'm going to get back to that. Did you have any side effects beside that? Some people report headaches. I don't know if that's common or not.
It is. You know, it depends what shape your body's in as to how many toxins you have in your body. And because these other products have solvents in it. So, you know, some people have had healing crises with those products.
Herxheimer.
With Bob Gretzka's products, you're dealing with two items. You got carbon and organic sunflower oil. No solvents. There's also no taste with it. So my clients will take a third of a dropper in the morning and a third at night. And, you know, can people still have healing crises? Yes, they can, depending what shape your body's in. Everybody comes from different gene pools. We have different stresses in life.
Oh, and all the pharmaceuticals and all the toxicity from
the
foods and
everything else. You can't avoid it. Right. And anyway, so I tried Bob's product, and I actually, when I got my first shipment in, it was about a year and a half ago. And my next client was coming in, and she was complaining on abdominal pain. And I just unwrapped the package, and I said, you know what, let's just try something. So I scanned her digestive area. And then I said, you know what, we're going to apply this topically. And we applied maybe 5 or 6 drops. We rubbed in her abdomen, and we waited for about 5 minutes. And I re-scanned all those digestive areas again. And I was, and meanwhile, the client was telling me, oh, you know what, I feel better, this and that. And I'm like, there's no way this works this fast. She says, no, look, my stomach's gone down. It's not gurgling anymore. I don't feel nauseous. So I re-scanned the areas, and lo and behold, I found out the pictures before and after had a tremendous improvement. And as I said, I've tested other items before, and never has something worked this fast. I mean, we're talking 5 minutes, and the client felt better within those 5 minutes. So I was hooked. From then on, I contacted Bob, and I actually flew down there to meet him.
Very good. All right, now Brigetta, the cellular scanning produces an image. I assume this is not an inexpensive piece of equipment. Is it a handheld device that you do the scanning with, and that somehow feeds into a computer and issues an image? Is that how it works? I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's not a handheld, but yes, you're right. It does feed into the computer. It is through radio frequencies, and it's through a set of earphones. So it scans every body part, organ, endocrine, and its systems.
Oh, I like this.
Level.
Yeah,
so,
this is good.
Yeah. So what it does, when it shows it by colors and numbers, and 1, 2, and 3 is somewhat optimal. 4 has got some stagnation coming through. 5, obviously a bit more. And 6, total stagnation. So there's no energy flow. And when you don't have energy flow in a certain area of your body, you got stagnation, and that it's prime. It's prime surroundings to set in sickness and disease. And by the way, because I'm holistic, I can't treat, diagnose, and cure. Let me just say that.
Got it.
But when you have low energy, microorganisms multiply in that type of surroundings.
If you lay around your sickly, bedridden, no energy, exhausted all the time, yeah, the door is wide open for a truckload of horrific diseases that can show up.
Exactly. It's like if you were to take a microscope and put it into a pond of water, what would you see? Number one, you'd probably see murky water. You wouldn't see the bottom of the pond. You see microorganisms, algae, parasites. Now, if you took that and you put it in the stream where it's moving and even put some of that water that was in the pond into the stream, those microorganisms would be kicked around. They would die. It's the same thing with the body. If we have flow and energy and movement, theoretically, everything's working optimally. You're lessening the ailments that you have in your body.
Sure. Got it.
So you need...
So this device is called formally a cellular scanning... What is it called?
Cellular full body scan.
Cellular full body scan. And do you lay down to get this done? Do you stand up? How does it work?
You keep your clothes fully on.
Uh-huh.
So you have to remove certain metals. There's no radiation. There's no pain.
Right.
It's non-invasive. And it scans exactly what's going on in your body.
You stand up for this? Excuse me, do you stand up for this?
You sit down in a nice comfortable chair, and you get to see the scanning process on a color TV monitor.
Wow.
So, again, give
the formal name again.
Cellular body scan analysis.
I like that. This is a very encouraging new wrinkle in technology. Very good. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Tell us more.
So
the woman's stomach got better in 5 minutes. Direct application.
5 minutes. And we're talking esophagus, stomach, duodenum, colon, rectum, all
those.
She
was a mess.
She was a mess. But the thing is, the change that happened so quickly, I was sore because, as I said, I've scanned all these other supplements and things before. You know, the improvement that I got in 5 minutes, I was getting this in 90 days with other supplements.
Mm-hmm.
So this was working. So when I found out about this and I saw the result, I ended up flying down to see Bob. And I'm thinking, I've got to be a distributor for this product because I am so floored how fast it works. And I came down to Bob and I had a whole list of diseases and sicknesses, right? And we can't say it can cure and do anything, but because it works on a cellular level, okay, it's going right into the heart of the mitochondria. So you're working on oxidative stress, free radicals. And there's like 100 quadruple C60 molecules in a single dose of C60 per day. So two-thirds of a dropper.
How much?
Working on two-thirds of a dropper is based on 180 pounds. That's the daily dose.
All right. Two-thirds of a dropper, 180 pounds, all right?
Right. Okay. And it works on from head to toe. So wherever it's needed most, it goes there first. And it frees things up. I have people that come. It varies. You can't say, listen, you're going to experience this. You're going to experience this. The longer you stay in the product, the more you see things happening. But mostly it's energy. They sleep better. If they apply it topically, depending if they have pain, within 20 minutes, anywhere from 80 to 100%, the pain has been reduced, if not entirely gone.
You can. I want to go back to Herxheimer's. They call it a healing crisis. It's detoxification.
Right.
There are a lot of things that are latent in the body that are hiding out there that people have taken for years and years, not only taken, but eaten in their food or actually they drink it in their water. Don't even know it. It stays in the body. So when you begin to cleanse, these things are kicked loose. And a lot of times they're kicked loose to the extent that you feel like crap for a few days. That can happen.
Yes.
It can give you all sorts of negative things. From headaches to stomach aches, from aches and pains, and you want to sleep, you're exhausted. That's your body all of a sudden dealing with toxins that the body has hidden away for its own self-defense. So you're cleansing. You're getting those out. So don't be surprised if you have that. It's not common, but it can happen.
Oh, 100%. It goes in there when something's been sluggish and the cells are not performing. When it goes in and shakes things up, it takes a lot of energy to do that. So it's going to pull back the body. And you are going to feel like you're coming down with a major flu.
Great.
And you can be laying on the couch and you could very well be out. That's common.
Got it.
But sometimes it has to get worse before it gets better.
Well said. So you deal with a little stomach ache or a headache for a few days, big deal. And the way people treat their bodies, I'm frankly surprised that not everyone has a healing issue to go through, a cleansing healing issue. All right, stand by, Brigetta. Yeah. I've got to bring one more guest on here. She is Erica Kahn. She's an independent biomedical researcher, another very accomplished healer. Erica, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for being here.
Sure.
All right, tell us about Gresca's C60. What do you know, and what do you want to tell our listeners tonight? What do you want to tell me tonight? I want to hear this, too.
Well, I you know, not unlike Brigitte, I had a very mind-blowing experience with it. You know, I've taken a lot of supplements over the years, and this was just going to be maybe another supplement.
Yeah, they come and they
no
go,
idea
like
what I was getting into.
Taxi cabs on a busy street.
And, you know, I felt profound effects. I wasn't taking it to heal anything necessarily. I just wanted to see what it was about. And sure enough, within a day or two of taking it, the increase in energy, clarity of mind, was profound, to the point where I had to find out more about it. And so that led me on a path for the last almost 2 years of researching very, very intensely what this molecule is, how it's manufactured or geoengineered here.
So you looked at a whole bunch of different products. You surveyed the whole field. Okay.
I did. Because I'm the type of person that I just keep asking questions and I don't stop until I get the answers I want. And they have to make sense.
Very good.
And so there was quite a bit of controversy at one point about whether or not Bob Gresca had actual C60 in his product. There's been ongoing concerns with his competitors' products in that they are produced with very, very toxic solvents, hydrocarbon solvents, which they cannot get rid of. No matter how hard they try, they cannot get rid of them because there's a chemical bonding that takes place once the C60 molecule comes into contact with these solvents. It's carbon, so it naturally bonds with whatever it comes into contact with.
Gotcha.
So no matter how hard they try, they can maybe vaporize off some of the volatile portion of these hydrocarbon solvents, but there's a non-volatile portion, a solid portion, that remains both physically trapped and chemically bonded to that molecule. And so this, by nature, alters some aspects of the C60 molecule, rendering it less potent, changing its surface charge, changing its shape, so that, you know, you're not as likely to have the perfect sphere that Bob Gresca has been able to maintain through his process because it's solvent free. Instead, with theirs, you're more likely to have these irregular shaped crystals, clumps that don't necessarily work well with human physiology or living organisms. And if you understand what happens on a biological level, biochemical level, a cellular signaling level, the shape of a molecule is paramount as to what effect it's going to have in the body. And the C60 molecule, the pristine C60 molecule, is where it's at. And that is what Bob Gresca has succeeded in producing. There's nothing like it out there. And I would say as consumers, we are extraordinarily fortunate to have access to this type of product at this stage of time. Because I could easily see this becoming very exclusive and very expensive. I mean, it's that good. The research that I have uncovered, the anecdotal and observational research I've conducted and compiled is mind-blowing. It's nothing short of mind-blowing.
How many other people have you introduced to the product, and what have you heard from them?
I've introduced family and friends. Some people
they're still talking to you, so it's safe, right?
Yes.
I'm kidding. Always try things out on your family and friends first. Remember that.
Oh,
folks.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I am the first guinea pig. I mean, like I said, I have tried numerous supplements over the years. I'm not.
Uh-huh.
You know, I do my research first. I'm not stupid. You know, when I first looked at C60, I knew how that they were producing it. I knew it was an industrial product. There was no way I was going to put that in my body. But then I found, well, there's this other one that, you know, he says he does not use solvents. Let's take a closer look at that. And I, you know, delved into some of the research on that and talked to some of the people that were already taking the product at the time, and they were having rather profound effects. I thought, well, you know, these people can't be lying. I mean, these healing stories are just mind-blowing. I'm going to give it a try. And I did. And it same with me. The results are beyond words.
Oh, nice. And now you've tried, as you say, you've tried things for years. And I try to make that point with all of our friends listening, that there are so many products out there, and how many of them are being marketed and pushed. You can't live without this. You've got to have this.
Right.
It just goes on and on. And I honestly, after knowing what I know, which is not a whole lot about antioxidants and so forth, that is often talked about as being a key to longevity, right? The whole idea of knocking down these antioxidants. I mean, these oxidative stress
for the free radicals,
factors,
to a
which
degree,
is what they
to
are.
To a degree, yes.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised at all to see Gresca C60 actually give people a chance at having a longer life. I mean, you knock down these free radicals, and you're doing a lot of good for your body across the board. That's just for openers.
Yeah, the key is, again, the size, the fact that it can get down to the level of the mitochondria, which that's where
that's
your
amazing.
ATP is
that's
produced.
Just, that's truly amazing, yeah.
And that's where the majority of free radicals are generated in the course of somebody's lifetime. That's huge. And now you add in the other aspect that the carbon, or the C60 being carbon, can also detoxify the body on a level that practically nothing else can penetrate. That is huge.
I agree. Well, okay.
And so, now, you know, and that's the other side of, you know, these other products. You cannot detoxify a body by dumping in more toxins. I mean, you might get the free radical scavenging effect of some of these solvent-produced C60s. I mean, they are, clearly some people are getting some benefits. There's no denying that, but they're getting a big dose of toxicity with it. And that over time, I mean, these solvents are very toxic. And, you know, the fact that some people have symptoms right away and others don't certainly does not mean that they are not accumulating toxicity over time. And, you know, when that tipping point is going to come, who knows? But they're fat-soluble toxins. They migrate into the fat tissues. Your nerve tissues, the fatty myelin sheath, is one of their targets. So that's why, you know, some people have neurological symptoms on taking these products.
Okay, slow down now. We don't have a lot of time, but do that again. Free radicals target your entire neurological system. That's one of the things.
No, the solvents in these other industrially produced
C60s. Okay, gotcha. All right. It's the solvents that go after and degrade your entire neuropathy.
Because they're fat-soluble, if the body cannot deal with them right away, they tend to sequester into your fat tissues.
See, that's what the body does. When it finds something it doesn't like, it tends to sequester it and hide it away. Correct.
If it can't deal with it, it will sequester it. You know, and in the case of these hydrocarbon solvents, toluene, they tend to go into the central nervous system, the fatty myelin sheath, which is the covering on your nerves.
Got it.
That's not good.
No, you mess up with the myelin and you end up with
some
horrific
serious
diseases.
Problems.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God. Horrible. Very interesting. All right. We, Erica, have run out of time for this program, but I'd like to invite both you and Brigetta to come back on again, and we'll follow this and continue to track it. Now, in the background is the man himself, Bob Greska. Bob, why don't you step up here, and we got just a minute or two left, and give us any final thoughts. These are two remarkable people you brought on tonight. Thank you for that.
Yes, they're very sharp individuals, and they do some research, and they do some testing. And I just want to say that, you know, we do have the science on our website at c-60.com to back up the cleanliness and the purity of our product. As just to state, the solvents was mentioned quite a bit here. We have no solvents in our product because we use no solvents. So then there are none in there to extract or remove. So we just have pure carbon 60 and sunflower oil, two ingredients in our product, nothing else, not one atom of hydrogen, not one extra atom.
Very good. Well, Bob, thank you very much for being here tonight. Brigetta, thank you.
Thank you.
And Erica, thank you. And I hope to talk to you both again. All right.
Okay,
you be well.
You.
Okay.
Yeah, good night.
Bob,
good night.
Yep.
Good night.
Thanks for having
ladies.
Us on. Thank you very much, Jeff.
Thank you, Bob. You take care.
Yeah.
Talk soon.
Okay.
All righty. All right, Mr. Bob Greska, Greska's Carbon 60. Not a joke. Take a look. You have nothing to lose. And if nothing else, a lot of you listening have toenail fungus or fingernail fungus. Get rid of it. See what happens. All right. Back with you tomorrow night. Take care. We'll talk then.